And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just pulling pins on truth grenades, slinging those truth bombs everywhere, giving you all the truth you can put on a bumper sticker. Jeff from Indiana continues to send me more photos. Goodness. I mean, he's in Jeep hog heaven right now. It's just unbelievable some of the... So right now the big doings going on up yonder in Pigeon Forge and in Gatlinburg area is Jeep Fest. It's one of the biggest gatherings of Jeeps in the world, and it's quite the show. All the aftermarket exhibitions are there, and they've got the booth set up, and they got the custom jobs, and got people, you know, driving around getting little ducks put in the front window and all the stuff. I'm a Jeep guy, and I'm wishing I could be there because the weather looks perfect right now.
I bet little old Etowah County's represented up there. We've got Rusty's Off-Road right
Rusty's
here.
Rusty's Off-Road is definitely up there, sure, I guarantee you. Not only that, but we got some guys here that that own the Wilmore Gyms. They're friends of mine. They also own Twin Rigs of the Smokies in that area. This is their biggest week. So it's an aftermarket parts store for Jeeps. I'm not sure how I got all off. Oh, that's right. Jeff from Indiana distracted me. Jeff, stop that. Get back to your sightseeing. All right, here's the deal. Next dipper. EV go home is what I'm saying. All right, I will start off again. Here's my caveat. I always do this for those of y'all that love your EV. I have no grudge against you wanting one. Go for it. Spend your money as you see fit. I don't care. I have no problem with somebody saying, I really like my Tesla or I really like my whatever. Okay, great, my Rivian. Go for it. You want that, you're fine. I am not, see, that's the market. The real market forces are supply and demand. There has to be demand to accompany supply, and supply has to accompany demand, and they have to go hand in hand. You cannot have a real market, or for that matter, a quality market, when the two get out of balance. When the government steps in and demands supply before demand is ready to meet, it's a recipe for disaster. It creates what economists might call a bubble. It's a false market. It's a notion that things are great when maybe they really aren't. And then what happens is, as you see in every economic bubble, is the market forces begin to realign just through normal organic means, and the market self-corrects. And so right now what's happened, and I don't grudge the idea of electric vehicles. I think Tesla with Elon Musk, I think it's amazing. Cool stuff. But what happened was Uncle Sugar got involved. Uncle Sam decided he was going to step on in and tell people how it was going to be and began regulating matters and subsidizing matters and forcing things that the consumer was not yet fully ready for. Some are, certainly. But when you create the false market and try to force a new version of demand on the market, it doesn't always work that way. So here's the deal. A story I got off the Washington Examiner, just to kick this off. Dateline, 2 days ago. Ford is now scrapping its plans completely for a new electric SUV amid soft EV demand. So Ford Motor Company, it says, is canceling plans for an electric three-row SUV. Instead, it's replacing it with hybrid models as car manufacturers are adjusting to a market with less than expected EV demand. It says previously the auto giant had said it would delay its plans, but on Wednesday it just announced it was scrapping the model altogether. Now what happened is shareholders at Ford have finally had enough, and the boardroom recognized it, and they decided, we can't do this anymore. There's that whole thing about actually being a for-profit corporation. It matters. Ford announced that it was losing $5 billion this year just on its EV business. Can you imagine? I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. $5 billion. Why? Because they were forced into productivity that did not match consumer demand. So now they're switching to hybrid, which I get it. I mean, to me, hybrid actually makes more sense. If you get down to it, burn a little gas, use a little electric, a little quiet, less emissions, go for it. Don't have to worry about, you know, your battery dying on the side of the road and there's no charging station within 100 miles. Range anxiety is out. But it says the change to hybrid, which has a shorter battery range but a longer overall range when combined with gas, is expected to cost $400 million to get it started, but it could result in additional expenses and cash expenditures up to $1.5 billion. In other words, they're having to do a complete outlay to save themselves from financial ruin. Here's the quote from Ford. You ready? "We learned a lot as the number two U.S. electric vehicle brand about what consumers want and value and what it takes to match the best in the world with cost-efficient design. We have built a plan that gives our customers maximum choice and plays to our strengths." What did that tell you? We're getting back to basics. We're going to be a for-profit corporation. We're going to build in accordance with what people will buy, not just what the government says we have to build. That's the read between the lines interpretation of that quote.
What? Have you come across anything with the auto market pushing back on some of the EPA regulations with the overturn of the Chevron?
Yeah. In fact, I'll tell you where the biggest push was, and I don't have this in this stack, but I saw the article not long ago. The biggest pushback came not from the manufacturers, but from the dealers. Dealers are sick of having inventory on their lot. Dealers, a lot of people don't realize car dealerships, they do what's called a floor plan loan. They have like a giant, huge line of credit. That's how they keep their revolving, you know, amounts of. And then a lot of dealers, like they call them volume dealers, they make their money less on the price at the point of sale and more on the fact that they get subsidies from the factory for being a volume dealer.
Right.
You're crushing them when you make them have things on the lot that no one comes in and buys. And they're sick of having lots full of cars they can't move. And then it hurts their bottom line, not just in economics, but it hurts their entire floor plan loan is now clogged up with inventory that won't sell. So they have to work out deals to take a loss from the factory to get rid of some of it, to get things in that people will buy. And it just changes everything. So yeah, the dealers, auto manufacturing or auto dealers have been pushing back on this.
Well, I hope they'll push far enough to maybe even take off some of the ridiculous stuff that the EPA is required to put on, even the gas motors.
Yes. So. I think, though, the reality is
they're here to stay.
This current administration, they're here to stay until this administration's out of office. I think that Trump gets in, I think it's a whole new day. I think you'll see a push for things like hybrids. You'll see a lightening of the regulations. You'll see a lifting of the whole net zero myth. And they'll say, we're going to be energy independent again, drill, baby, drill. But oh, by the way, if you want an electric vehicle, let's go for that. In fact, let's make it smart. I think that'll happen. By the way, it's not just Ford. Story here from the Wall Street Journal. Auto industry's EV retreat hastens, they say. Part of this will be before the break. I'll get the rest of it after the break. But just so you know, it's not just Ford. General Motors, Volkswagen, Mercedes, and others have all been what the Wall Street Journal calls curbing their EV ambitions. That's like saying coming back to reality. Apparently, they're coming down from the high, all right? Whatever they smoked, it began to wear off, and they woke up and said, now I've got the munchies, and I don't know what to do. And so that's where we are right now with auto manufacturing. Here's the quote. You ready? All these manufacturers says, taken together, the walked back plans are an acknowledgement that the big investments that were outlined at the start of this decade got ahead of consumer appetite for a full switch to EVs. How's that for a phrase? Got ahead of consumer appetite. That's called supply and demand were not in sync. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be back and we'll still be right. Radio solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I am talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, before I go any further, so I've told you about Inspire Advisors several times, but they got a new thing to add to the fray here. You might want to know about this. So Inspire Advisors, so cool at what they do. They can help you grow your bottom line, but also help you invest in companies that don't contradict your values, right? That's a huge deal, especially for this audience. So Inspire Advisors and all the work they do with biblically responsible investing, they call it, has a new exciting opportunity, and I'm here to share it with you right now. They just let me know that. So Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors, they're starting a fall educational series this September. So if you're curious, each month they're going to offer a unique learning opportunity, like beginning with a closer look at how to analyze your portfolios, determine what's in them, transform them with what they call biblically aligned investments. You'll learn how to screen companies. I mean, all the things they do, they're not just harboring it themselves. They're going to share the ideas with you on how to do this. They'll help you select the right asset allocations, your risk reward to meet your goals, but also share your values. So coming in October and November is when it's going to start. Paul Breyer and his folks over at Inspire Advisors, they're going to invite us to a deep dive in things like retirement planning and risk management. You can check out all of these things and all their learning opportunities. Just go to their website. You can go to our website first if you want to, rightsidemedia.org. Click on the Right Side Radio sponsors tab. Go to their logo. It takes you right to their website. Or just do their website, moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. All the information, class curriculums, course calendars, sign up for it. They'll make you smarter with your finances, I can just tell you right now. Attendance is limited, though. Just keep that in mind. Don't miss your chance. Reach out today. Check them out. Inspire Advisors. I love this. This is good stuff. All right, back on the last dipper of the day as we move into the go-home half hour, Friday afternoon. So the auto industry is self-correcting. It was bound to happen. It just was. I mean, good Lord. It was bound to happen. When you read that the Wall Street Journal is saying that all of these manufacturers are losing money in a big way, because they, quote-unquote, got ahead of consumer appetite, that's a clear indication that what they're basically saying is, we had supply, but we just didn't have demand. Well, why'd you make supply? Because government made us. That's pretty much where we were. The government paid us to make them, and so we made them. But in order to make them, we had to retool all of our tool and dies and get everything done. This is not just for the auto. This is not just for the big three. This is manufacturing across the board is getting hit now. Says delaying some EV investments will conserve cash and buy automakers time to lower their battery costs and other EV-related expenses, say analysts. That's called profit, by the way, just so you know. All that's saying is smart business decisions, looking at how to conserve cash and also buy time to get to the next thing, to hit the market at the right time, is just called business. This is like it's rocket science all of a sudden. But here's the thing. It's the regulations that are driving the train right now, too. This is going to have to change. So there's two forces, the Wall Street Journal says, that have been prodding things to continue. Tough government emission rules and a rapid global expansion from China. And Tesla. Tesla's been really hitting the market hard. So, like, for instance, the government federal emission rules, they adopted more this past spring. Just this spring. That will require a heavy dose of electric cars by, you know, later in this decade. But now automakers are saying that in order to comply with that, they got to have more plug-in hybrid vehicles because they can't do it with just a pure EV market. So what else gets impacted? How about tier 2 and 3? If you're not familiar, you have tier 1 manufacturing. That'd be like Ford or Volkswagen or, you know, Hyundai. The tier 1 manufacturers put the actual car together and then roll it out onto the trucks to be sold. It's the tier 2 and 3s that make all the stuff that goes into it, because the Ford manufacturing company doesn't make everything. They buy the wiring from somebody else. They buy the sunroof glass from somebody else. They buy the, I don't know, picture it, the suspension components from somebody else. The microchips from somebody else. So all these things come together, and what it's amazing to watch. I've gone to some of these plants and looked it over. Just-in-time logistics is crazy cool. I mean, you're talking about, I went to one company that made the sunroof glass for Mercedes. The plant was set up here in Gadsden. Mercedes plant is down near Tuscaloosa in Vance. The Mercedes plant would let them know what they needed and how many they needed and where they needed to be on the truck. And they would load the truck just right so that when the truck pulled up it was already time for that glass to come off, and it would come off in the order in which it was going to be put on the assembly line. And it's amazing. It's called just-in-time logistics. But those are tier two and three manufacturers. You got companies like Wall Street Journal points out, Magna International, one of the world's largest auto suppliers, auto parts suppliers, had been gearing up to make battery trays and the battery seats and other parts for Ford's now scrapped electric SUV. So basically, they just took a major hit. They thought they had a thing going on. And all of a sudden, boom, Magna's having to retool its line. How about Dana, another large supplier that serves, you know, Ford and Stellantis? They expected huge sales of battery cooling systems and other EV components. And that was supposed to jump up by a third this year. They were making projections. They just shaved that forecast, told all their investors to expect minimal growth now. So this EV market bubble, it is not just about whether you and I buy an electric car or whether Ford's going to make it. It's about all the other plants that were making the pieces to go in those EVs that are now not. All right, what else have I got here? How about the used market? Oh, have you ever talked to anybody that bought a used EV? Replacing the batteries is sometimes more expensive than what you spent for the car. That's a little scary. You got to have the battery to make the electric vehicle run, right? And if you get a used vehicle whose battery life is already hitting the, you know, the past its prime, and you got to replace the batteries, well, you can replace it, but you might be better off scrapping the whole thing and just buying a new car. EV prices, it says, are crashing, according to CNBC. CNBC, Phil, did you go to CNBC? I did. CNBC says in February of this year, used electric vehicle prices finally, for the first time, dipped below gas-powered vehicles' used prices. First time ever. The pricing cliff, it says, keeps getting steeper as car buyers are rejecting what they call the premium tag formerly associated with EVs. And it says the decline has been dramatic over the past year. In June of 23, a year ago, average used EV prices were 25% higher than gas prices. Within 6 months, they were below. Can you imagine? Used EVs were on average 8% lower than the average price for a used gas-powered vehicle. The gap widened, and now we are seeing them selling for a healthy percentage less than what a gas-powered vehicle was.
I'm just sitting here thinking maybe I can keep an eye for a used EV to use as a backup battery at my house.
Just keep it in the garage.
Yeah.
If the power goes out.
If they get cheap enough, sure. I'll just...
Just plug that bad boy in and keep the refrigerator running.
They get cheap enough.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And here's one of the things that happened, too, by the way. There's several factors. First of all, people... Okay. The EV market appears to have hit its peak. All of the... You know, you ever watch, and Butters, I know you've seen it, the people who are like, I'm going to wait in line all night long if I have to get the new version of the iPhone. Whoop, whoop. And I never got that. I'm like, I'll buy my new phone when I need it. I probably carried that flip phone for a long time, man, longer than I had to. But all that to say, there are people out there that rush to the new tech. We have already passed that point. Electric vehicles were the new shiny thing. And so the new shiny thing buyers have already peaked. Now we're into the secondary market. People are like, well, you know, I didn't want to spend that kind of money on a new one, but I'll buy an old one. Those have started seeing the fact that, like I said a minute ago, costs are incredible. Charging stations did not come out as planned. The Biden administration is spending billions on getting nothing done. And so we're looking at a dramatic loss in value, and it's based upon consumer demand in part. Here's the other thing it's part of. Tesla, Elon Musk, started the price war. So Tesla, I mean, this is smart. I got to give him props. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says began an industry price war when demand began to slump. He cut prices. He undercut the market. It is cheaper now to buy a Model X, Y, or S vehicle, brand new Tesla, than it is to buy a used something else.
So interesting. I just looked up on Edmunds. at the breakdown for first quarter of 2024.
Yeah.
54%, the top three car EVs sold were all Teslas. 54% of the EVs, according to this list, were all Teslas.
Time to deregulate Tesla. It's a monopoly.
And they're not the ones really playing ball with the feds.
Oh, here's the other thing that happened too, by the way. That's interesting. But here's the other thing that happened also. Hertz rental car pretty much had to invest in the EV market because the government said they had to, and then they realized nobody wanted to rent an EV. Hertz sold off 20,000 used EVs, flooded the market with used EVs. So suddenly you've got massive amount of used inventory. People aren't buying it. Tesla's cutting its price on new to get it into a place where why would you buy old when you can buy new? And you've also had the bubble burst on the fact that, you know, a lot of folks out there are seeing that, you know, the new shiny thing, people are over. So the used EV market is an absolute indicator of what's happening with EVs in general. Now, there's some hope. I will say this. I cannot say that everything's bad. I won't go into this. There's one article on CNN that's not worth it. I won't go to that one. But this one is kind of neat. There's an article from thestreet.com, came out 2 days ago. Yesterday, actually. Hyundai, and I don't know why nobody thought of this, but Hyundai is coming out with a brand new tech that literally puts an onboard generator. And I'm going to be honest with you. I said this on the show like a year ago. I'm thinking you put a little fan motor up there and it catches air while you're driving and it charges that bad boy back up. Well, they've got something similar. But get this. It's not a hybrid vehicle per se, but it's got a small gas-powered generator built into the system that when your battery gets to a certain point, it charges while you drive. You may never have to pull off the road as long as you keep gas in that generator, which doesn't take much gas to run by comparison to a regular car. Emissions are smaller. Battery does most of the work. Little bitty generator does some stuff. It's fresh off of it's like brand spanking new. Hyundai came up with it. It says, unlike plug-in hybrids, this is called an EREV, an extended range electric vehicle. EREVs, virtually eliminate the need for owners to have to deal with America's underdeveloped EV charging infrastructure or wait on charger hogs that make charging difficult because they sit there for an hour at the charging station. Refueling can occur anywhere. That is an interesting concept. That is, I'm going to call that borderline genius so they can make that work. It says they don't drive like combustion engine vehicles. So you get an EV and you have 700 miles of range. Like top off the generator, get a full charge, leave the house, drive 700 miles straight without even pulling off if you want to. That's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. That may be the wave of the future. I think that and hybrids are the wave of the future. Just saying.
Let's cram a little gas turbine in a car. That's what I want.
I want the windmill on top. I want to drive with the windmill. Woo! Just put a little whistler on it. Going down the road.
That's how we powered our jammers on the old EA6B Prowler.
Did you really?
Yep. It had little rats on the front. Now, obviously, we've got jet engines pushing us through the air. But that's how we produced a lot of the power.
You had little bitty turbines that are gathering wind to power up your...
Yeah.
No kidding?
Yep.
This is a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It puts out enough power to put signals out to do the thing that we did.
Take me to a break, Butterman. We'll take a break right now. We'll come right back. Last break of the day, getting you in the go-home mode. I'll take a few text messages. And if you got some thoughts on the EV market, I'd love to hear them. But I'm telling you right now, Hyundai may have grabbed onto something. They got my imagination going, but the rest of it, when the government gets involved, it'll screw stuff up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.